When Jesse got back from the donut shop, he noticed the Porsche Cayman parked just to the side of the station house. The curvy two-seater's guard's red paint job fairly screamed, "Look at me." And if Jesse were colorblind, the fact that the Porsche was parked illegally would have gotten his attention. Monty Bernstein was right where Jesse expected to find him, kneeling down before the front desk, chatting up Molly in a raspy whisper. Molly, who, regardless of her long night and worries, had a sparkle in her eye that hadn't been there 10 minutes earlier. Even Jesse had to admit that Monty was one of those people who lit up the room. He was good-looking, for sure. 40, athletic, black-haired, blue-eyed, with perfect white teeth and an angular jawline. But the real secret was his charm. The kind that worked on both men and women. He was confident without being cocky. Interesting, but without trying too hard. And, like Vinnie Morris, he dressed the part in the finest clothing. Still, Jesse could tell it had been a long, hard night for the lawyer, too. That didn't stop Monty from turning it on when he noticed Jesse standing there, donuts in hand.
"Excuse me, Molly," Monty said, walking up to Jesse. "I'd shake your hand, but your hands seem to be occupied."
Jesse gave him a cold stare. "Your vehicle is parked illegally." Monty didn't skip a beat.
"That should be my worst problem, and yours."
Jesse smiled. The lawyer smiled in turn. Jesse put the donuts down on the front desk. "Come on into my office." As the lawyer trailed Jesse to his office, he winked at Molly and gave her a smile. That lifted her spirits for a few seconds. Then she remembered why Monty Bernstein was there in the first place.